Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome the mayor of the Mat-Su Borough into the studio today, Vern Halter. Welcome, Vern.
Well, good morning. Welcome.
We're going to be asking a series of questions, and when I'm finished with the four questions that I have, you'll have an opportunity to share whatever comments you'd like with the listening audience. Give you a theme. Actions speak louder than words. So with that, the first question. Describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
Well, I'm running for re-election to mayor. My first term is finishing up here in October. I think the actions that I'm the most proud of was our 2012 road bond package and our 2012 school bond package, and all of those projects have finished. You know, they're significant school building, Joe Reddington Senior and Iditarod Elementary, and to see, you know, our student growth. We had a joint assembly meeting with the school board two nights ago. We're still growing students at the rate of about 200 a year, which is down from what we normally were, 3 to 4, high year of 600 students. The road bond package that was finished up, of course, was Vine and Selden, the first phase of Selden Road extension from Church, and South Trunk Road. All of these are kind of safety issues. Clatt Road going south out of Wasilla. It just allows a better flow for people to get to work and to get to school safely. And so I think that's my biggest satisfaction comes from seeing those projects wrapped up and what they do for the community in a growth situation. So we still have a lot of things to do. You know, we were working on school funding with the new ordinance. I appointed Assemblymember Leonard and Assemblymember Kwaki to join with John Moosey, the borough manager, and Nick Spiropoulos, our attorney, and the chief financial officer, and they came up with a great formula, because every year school funding was like, okay, it was kind of come in, we want this, we want so much more, and it was kind of I think this will stabilize school funding, it'll make it easier for the schools to understand what their amount of money that's going to come through the budgeting process, and I'm real proud of that. And we did a recent rewrote the tax cap. It was a revenue cap prior to that, but the revenue cap was allowed to go up 2-4% a year based on certain statistics, and now it's just a firm 10.5. It can't, the area-wide mill rate can't go over that, so we understand that. We understand school funding. So those things, I think, make the borough better off, and I think it allows the borough manager to operate smoothly. Mm-hmm. And I guess speaking of our borough manager, I'm just very proud of him and what he's done as far as the directors he's hired and the stability and the public works and EMS and all through the departments. Of course, the IT, you know, and our cyber attack, watching that group work on such a immense problem. So I guess that's what I'm really proud of as far as my first term and the two terms on assembly was.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others on the assembly, and how do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
Well, first of all, I love our assembly. We have a lot of diversity, and I think that's good for the Mat-Su Borough. So and of course, we're up for, I think there's a couple seats up for election right now. You know, and there could be turnover. Maybe there's not, but we have a good assembly. We have two meetings a month, of course, where the agenda is published by the clerk, and we understand the public hearings, and the consent agenda is always on there. So, you know, the assembly we have now is not afraid to voice their opinions, and I love that. So, you know, and so we want the public to be involved and come to the meetings, and the agenda is always published 2 weeks ahead of time in the Frontiersman, and so... It's a process. The clerk is wonderful. She sticks to a formula. She's got certain, you know, state requirements and borough requirements that she adheres to, and she does a great job. So,
okay, thank you. Question number three: how do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation, or those that may feel disenfranchised?
Well, that's you know, I think this. Just having you folks at our meetings, putting us on over the airwaves on the radio is one great way, because people could tune in and listen to meetings live. Yesterday, I was at the Wasilla Chamber speaking Tuesday. Yesterday, I met with the Rasmussen Foundation on funding for the Willow Library Project. And I used to just be religiously going to community council meetings, but I think that's better that the assembly members in their districts attend those council meetings. And the councils, I think we have about 22 of them. That's kind of the voice of the people at the grassroots level. So I expect our assembly members to be meeting with those council, going to the road service area meetings, going to the fire service area meetings, and finding out what the people are thinking so they can bring it back to the assembly. And I like to get out as much as I can, but I'm a dedicated worker at home. I'm a small business owner. And of course I'm in tourism. So it's just been really busy this summer, which I love as right. far as, we were talking earlier, before we got on here about the growth of business in the Mat-Su. We never had a decline in this recession. We stayed above everybody else, and our housing starts and numbers were up. They're growing again. So we were very lucky in the Mat-Su borough. Our medical community is doing very well. They're expanding the hospital. The third floor is being rebuilt. And so very, very vibrant economy and growth in the Mat-Su borough. So we're very lucky. I think the only thing I'm really worried the most about is like KGB Highway and the slowness of the state and DOT to get that road rebuilt. We had 2 motorcycle deaths there within the last month, and going west on the Parks Highway, getting those projects done. And I guess the biggest concern I've had was the 5 deaths up on the Parks Highway. I think it was about mile 160, 166. Mm-hmm. The amount of time for troopers to arrive there and the amount of time for ambulances to get there, I think it might be a good lesson for the borough to learn how to have our ambulances positioned a little closer. Maybe we could work with the Nally Borough and get ambulances jointly with them closer. And I guess, crime is an awful thing in the Mat-Su borough right now, and we have to work to get more troopers. We're down in levels in troopers, and it's just horrible to see we've got 30, 35 troopers now in 2018 when we had 50 in 2005 at 72,000 people. And so I guess working with the state on those issues will be and I can see our legislative delegation, you can see some movement where they understand that you got to rebuild the court system and their budget, the prosecutors, get more prosecutors, get more troopers. I remember years ago I lived in Trapper Creek, and there was 3-4 troopers right up there living up there. And you'd see them every day. They were part of the community.
Right.
And you knew they were there. And I'd like to see us get back to that and get that Northern Valley Trooper Station and troopers, Pittman, more troopers there. Probably have a trooper station in KGB. Out east in Sutton or towards Chickaloon. And so people know they're there, can see they're there, I think that will help. But the whole criminal justice system needs to be rebuilt. We lost our Palmer Correctional Center several years ago. It's just sitting idle, That should be turned into a rehabilitation center of some sort to address the opioid epidemic. So we've got a lot of things we need to work on here in the next few years with the Mat-Su borough, roads included, and we can't give up.
Okay, thank you. Question number 4. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for re-election functions currently? For example, if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose, and how have you fostered those improvements in organizations?
With our assembly, how our assembly operates, of course, like we were talking about earlier, it's we have to give public notice of our meetings. We have to follow the formal rules of open meetings law that the state of Alaska requires, even though they don't require it of themselves at the legislature. We have to follow it religiously. I fully trust our borough clerk, Lonnie McKechnie, does a wonderful job doing that. You can't even have a meeting where 3 or more assembly members are present. So if you're out in the public like that, even if it's a social event, you have to be careful. You could be there, but you're not. You shouldn't be sitting together or associated together. It's a very technical thing, and so we have to honor all of those rules, the Open Meetings Act, and I think we do very well. Every once in a while, there are some concerns. I think the way we run our assembly meetings, we could you know, we have audience participation in there. Plus, we if you have a public hearing, the public's sure. entitled and wants to speak on a certain ordinance, 3 minutes each. Audience participation is 3 minutes each. We moved audience. I remember years ago, audience participation was way in the back of the agenda. It's been moved up farther. So I guess considering the technical aspects of the open meetings law and things like that, we do quite well.
Okay.
But I think sometimes it's awful frustrating for some members and frustrating for the public. But just having you folks there putting everything over the air is because we are as big as West Virginia. You know, this is a big Mat-Su borough. And our population is 105,000, but a lot of it's concentrated right down here in this circle. Central Mat-Su, our biggest fire department, is 52,000 people out of that 105, you know. So, but we have people way out to Squintna, you know, and we have people Lake Louise, and we have people, there's five voters up in that just east of Cantwell where you come back into the Mat-Su borough. It's an amazingly big geographic area with a lot of diversity.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is the opportunity you have to share whatever thoughts you might have with listeners.
Well, I would say that the Mat-Su borough is in great shape, and I would like to thank our management, John Moosey, and our assistant borough manager George Hayes, who is just one in our Public Works Director. I mean, the number of complaints are way down, and if there is one, they work at it immediately. And the smoothness of our operation, you know, we have a great legal department. We're working on that huge issue with FERC on Port McKenzie, how we feel that we were just totally misrepresented by the AGDC on our port versus Nikiski. And I guess I just tell the public on that, it may be a long shot. But if Port McKenzie were selected for LNG final location, that would be a game changer as far as property taxation. It would be payment or PILT, payment in lieu of taxes probably, but you're talking about $100 million, possibly more. So we're actively working on that. We have to reply to recent information that's provided by the state of Alaska AGDC to FERC. And it, right off the bat, again, there was some misrepresentation. And we're going to be replying and swaying that port project to us. If you look at it, there's several billion dollars that probably would be saved by coming to Port McKenzie and just building the pipeline to start with, because you're going west of the Big Sioux. You got to cross the Cook Inlet to get to Nikiski. And we will have a joint assembly meeting with Anchorage here, I think sometime in November. The Madam Clerk is going to set it up for us. And one of the things I want to do is a presentation on our port to the Anchorage Assembly, because, you know, this friction has always been Port McKenzie versus Anchorage port or the state of Alaska port is not a good comparison. Their port is never going to change. They're always going to be bringing the goods and things into Anchorage. We're just going to be a commercial port. So we want to make sure they can see that, and I think they'd be great partners with us. If the LNG plant were to be in Port McKenzie, you're going to have the opportunity to have a huge workforce, permanent workforce. I think 13,000-14,000 to build the pipeline to start with, but then you're going to have a huge workforce that could be located right in the Mat Valley. You could have people living in Anchorage and coming over to work, so it'd be a great partnership. That's a huge issue, and I am not going to give up on that. Maybe some decisions were made early on in this. They were probably political decisions on the location of that LNG plant, but we are firm that Port McKenzie is the best location, and it's going to save a lot of money building this pipeline.
Okay.
So that's a big issue we want to work on, funding the finishing the railroad spur line. You know, considering the economy and the state of Alaska's situation with their budget, we understand that we're going to have to go look for money elsewhere, and that's probably the federal government. We have grant permits in with them. We were real close. We thought of winning that one last year, but you know, we're going to reapply and go back, retool it, and finally get the money.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Bernhalter, candidate for re-election as mayor of the Mat-Su Borough. Thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. It's we've had just this beautiful streak of weather this last 10 days that makes you feel good after that 6 weeks of rain in August. And so it was fun driving down here to Palmer.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.